do you make of Stafford's in the Hall of Fame if he wins this game?
Yeah, you know.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And if Calvin Johnson winds up being a first ballot Hall of Famer, which he did, who's the guy who threw him all those footballs?
Live from Los Angeles, home of Super Bowl 56. Today's guests, ESPN broadcasting legend Chris Berman, Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, Pro Football Hall of Famer Troy Aikman, Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, plus Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct.
Let's go.
That's correct. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're here in Los Angeles, California. Super Bowl 56 is just 4 days away. There's no other way to put it other than just that bit of gibberish I just said. It's serious business. Serious business, and our guest list is reflecting it. Chris Berman's coming out here.
How many quarterbacks are we going to have?
Yeah, two. We've got Dak. We've got Troy.
Oh, man.
Charles Woodson. He's won a Lombardi Trophy. He's coming in. Deion Sanders calling in. We need you here, too. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on this three-hour edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Shut out like a cannon. Brockman and Del Tufo in their spots. And then the man who is already just all fired up today. He's already lit the candle.
Oh, baby.
He's got his grease board. How about them Cowboys?
It's going to be
such a
cool.
He's got the velvet rope.
Glorious.
And he's got two Cowboys. He's got two Cowboys coming.
Wow.
Two.
Wow.
Hey.
And one's bringing beer.
That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback.
How about them Cowboys?
Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go.
That's for you.
The only thing I'm not going to let this get into me. I'm not going to let it get to me, okay? But our stint on Super Bowl 56 week here in Los Angeles, our stint with the Lombardi Trophy is over. They had to get it back.
Come on. Look,
there's people who are going into the NFL experience and saying, where's the Lombardi Trophy? And they're like, it was at the Rich Eisen Show. Like, I understand. You can't say it to tell it to people. So
we're on the pay no mind
so
list now.
This is sort of, you know, how they try to wean you off of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is how we're weaning off of things here. In the place of the Vince Lombardi Trophy right now is TJ Jefferson's fantasy football trophy. It's not the same thing.
It's
it doesn't
Tiffany,
have the same oomph.
It's got its own shot right here.
It's not the same thing. I don't see my reflection in it. It doesn't work.
It's not the most prestigious trophy in all sports, but it's one of them. And a guy,
it's not even Rich.
For a guy over there
auspicious
who's
trophy
in the worst fantasy league of all time, you
I'm
over there talking
the worst,
trash. I want to hear nothing from you. There are prestigious names on that fantasy
football
trophy.
I'll just be honest with you.
Don't hate on the Franco strip.
I will congratulate.
Rich, I can help the trophy out. Watch. I'll give it the music that they play.
Thank you, Michael.
Wow.
Tufo, you're not a hater after all.
Still doesn't work.
No, you're definitely a hater, Mike.
It works.
Still doesn't work.
Like I said, Rich, you're a little bit of a hater. Brockman, you're definitely a hater. Del Tufo, you're cool in my book.
Thank you, DJ.
I just want to know how much are we drinking today? Because, like, Troy's got beer and Seawood has wine and bourbon.
Oh, my God.
Are we just getting straight hammered today?
I feel like it's like Kimmel's show in his first year, right?
Let's do it.
At the open bar.
You at the open bar in the back.
Amazing.
Or like the Hall of Fame, right? Let's go.
Tonight, the Hall of Fame class is announced. NFL honors is tonight, people. They moved it to Thursday. We had yesterday's first guest was Keegan-Michael Key. Just as funny, as dynamite as ever. You got to go to our YouTube page if you missed any of it. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. MVP announced tonight. Hall of Fame class announced tonight. And the voting of the Hall of Fame was done a few weeks ago, by the way. Normally, the Hall of Fame voting is done the Saturday before the Super Bowl, and these selectors get in a room, you know, with their coffee breath, right, and their BO, to use the line from Midnight Run, you know, and they're sitting there, and it goes as long as it takes. And it used to be, like, all the Hall of Famers-to-be or hopefuls, finalists were in town, and some of them were, you know, felt really confident one year, Barry Sanders and John Elway went in, and they were just chilling in the NFL Network green room of our first ever Super Bowl because it was right across the hallway from the convention center press conference room where they made this announcement without that much fanfare other than just, hey, come on in. We're going to have a press conference and announce it. And that because the NFL Network was the green room where Barry and John were just chilling out, gave everyone an idea there saying, how about we make a television show out of this? And that's when I hosted the press conference. And the members of the media who normally just gathered for a press conference were like, what? Why are we taking commercial breaks in between announcing this stuff? And when that happened, though, when I was making those announcements at a press conference on television, that's when some members of the Hall of Fame eventually got an idea, like with the NFL Network, we'll just have a television show of ourselves, our own. And, you know, an interesting aspect of that one is we would have the TV show on the air and it would hit the air at a certain time, meaning the selectors had to move it. They couldn't just take all day because prior to that, the Hall of Fame finalists were just chilling around, milling about town. Warren Moon, when he found out he was getting in, he was in a car driving around the circumference of the Super Bowl town, and he was either going to get the call and go to the convention center or get the call that he wasn't in and go to the airport.
Wow.
And one year when Harry Carson, you know, he was the one who kept telling the Hall of Fame that don't include me anymore. I'm sick and tired of being passed over.
His emotions couldn't handle it.
And so the year that he went, he finally got in. It was one of his last years of eligibility. And he said, screw it. I'm flying to Hawaii. And landed in Hawaii and turned on his phone and, you know, you have 95 messages. And he listens to him. And he got on the next flight and flew back to the mainland. That's the way this used to go. Mm-hmm. And then it became a whole to-do with NFL honors. And the honors now has the announcement. And the now former president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, David Baker, started turning this into like Publishers Clearinghouse, where they started knocking on the door, the hotel room door, where, you know, nervous Hall of Fame finalists are hanging out with family members and everybody, and you either hear the knock on the door or you don't. And I always thought to myself, do they tell like the staff housekeeping? Do not disturb, because could you imagine you got the knock on the door? Yes, it's the Hall of Fame, and it's like housekeeping. So that's the way that went, and then they had cameras and trained on the door, and then it was a very emotional moment. You've seen all this stuff.
Great. Rich, that David Baker knock is high and loud.
It's high and loud. So last year, due to the pandemic, there were no hotels for Hall of Famers to come to at the hotel of the, you know, at the Super Bowl. Everyone was in their houses. So they sent everybody they made the announcement, go to wherever the enshrinee was going to be. If you remember, Peyton Manning was supposedly shooting a commercial in Denver, and he had all of his coaches break the news to him. Mm-hmm. And those were incredible videos. So they did that again for this year. The issue with that is you got to have the vote a few weeks ago. And I'll just, you know, tell you it's information filters in as to who's already gotten the knock and who hasn't. And they've done a great job of keeping the lid on this thing.
You know anything?
I do know a couple of things about it. I don't know the full class, but I do know that tonight, at the NFL Honors, what I will reveal is announcement will be made at NFL Honors, and it's going to be really special with a very handsome man making the announcement tonight in a blue pinstripe suit that is fantastically tailored. That is in my closet right now.
Oh, it's you. Oh, okay.
So
he said handsomely tailored.
Oh no, I said handsome man.
Oh,
perfectly tailored.
Perfectly
suit.
Tailored. Okay.
Yeah.
Black suit, black tie.
No, it's not. Oh, it's not. Blue pinstripe. It's going
to
be great.
Ready to wear.
It's going
to
be great.
Kind of shoes we going with, Rich?
And let's just say in previous plus ones for me at NFL Honors have been only bald men, from publicist to the stars, Zach Rosenfield and Christopher Brockman.
That's true.
This time around, it will be my wife.
All right.
Come on.
You're out.
Sorry, guys.
As soon as he's in, it's all part of she's in town, man. And, she, you know, I mean, it's a home Super Bowl.
Are you going to have better seats than Jalen Ramsey? Oh,
I don't know.
He's playing in the games.
He's playing in the games.
Jalen might not be there, though, right?
But trust me, as you know, I'm all about figuring out who I've got shoulder on promos. I will be noticing who's in front and who's in the back.
By the way,
in front and who's in back.
Happy,
absolutely.
Happy belated to Zach.
Yes,
publicist
indeed.
To
yeah.
the stars.
Happy
birthday.
Stars. Happy birthday. Yeah. So there you have it. Breaking news.
What type of shoes are we going with, Rich, with the suit?
Lace-up Crocs.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got that going. Look, it's going to be great, and by it, my presentation.
Not worried about that.
Whoever's after me, does it matter?
By the way, traffic,
it's only enshrinement.
Traffic in and out, not great.
Yeah, I can tell you all about that, Rich.
Guess what? I'll be in the back seat.
Oh.
Come on, guys.
He is stunting on you guys right now. He's stunting on you.
Guys.
Wow.
NFL honors. Right.
Rich, I'm not going to lie. Honors. I'll take a helicopter in there, and it'd probably be just as good.
Oh, and Mike's already seen the no. What? You've already seen.
I've seen something that's going to happen on Sunday, maybe in the middle of the game.
Okay.
Let me think about this.
And
Sunday,
we can't talk about the fact that you snuck in to watch rehearsal.
In. I always, it's like one of those things.
And by the way, you won't tell me the song order so I can bet on it.
You can't.
Let's go.
I swear secrecy.
It's true.
To the
people,
I know
that.
All the people that do
you can't
it.
Do that.
Crapola. And I can't do it. I will
don't
never.
Do it. Don't you dare
and
do it.
And I will. I won't, Rich.
Don't you dare do it.
What if I cut you in on the profits?
By the way, it's insane, and it's going to be great.
Halftime.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be my favorite one since U2. If that gives you any indication, I've seen
will
it
halftime
almost
be better than the game.
Oh.
Because we've had some people come in here this week and say the game's not going to be close.
I don't get that, man.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
The divisional
too.
Playoff round was iconic. It was the first of its kind. All four games of a playoff weekend ended either with no time left or in overtime. Okay? And as a matter of fact, an entire postseason, in the history of the postseason, we've never had an entire postseason with four such games spread out over an entire postseason, and we had it all in every single weekend. Every game in one single weekend. And then followed up with two comeback victories in championship weekend, in which the game winner was in overtime in the AFC Championship game and in the NFC Championship game was ending on a pick, an interception was damn near a pick six, and it was a three-point game. So you had 2 3-point games. I mean, these are not since Super Wild Card Weekend have we had a snooze fest. So I'm going to say the game's going to be better than halftime, and I can't believe you didn't include Prince in what you just said either.
No, my top.
You said it's the best.
Three.
You just said it's going to be the best Super
since
Bowl
U2.
Halftime since
and
U2.
And I was on the field for Prince in the rain, which was insane. But
Prince
hold
in
on.
The rain was better than the Super Bowl they played in.
Oh,
that's,
yes.
That's
okay.
A fact.
But the U2
that's
Super
it, right?
Bowl was the Patriots.
Of course. No.
Insane.
No. Right.
I put Prince 2, U2 1.
And Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson was not
that's the only one
better
I
than the Super Bowl it was played in. That Super Bowl that happened was Vinatieri with another comeback led by Brady in a crazy fourth quarter but nobody remembers that.
No.
Even though it was a Brady comeback with a Vinatieri kick because of the wardrobe malfunction.
Also, all the scoring in that game, second and fourth quarters.
Okay. That's right. I remember that. It was the lowest scoring first quarter ever.
Yeah.
And then the second quarter was bananas. And then the third quarter was and then the fourth quarter was nuts.
Yep.
The third quarter, everyone, even the players were like, did we just see that? At halftime. I'll never forget that. All right. So we've got Chris Berman here, folks. This is going to be fantastic. has Chris arrived? Is he in our green room so far?
He is.
Let's bring him.
He is. Let's go.
My gosh. All right.
And we've got Chris Berman. Wait.
I'm just excited to see Berman's Hawaiian shirt.
You know what? I'm excited to see. I have not seen Chris in a while. He is here as part of Nutrisystem. I have heard he has lost a considerable amount of weight.
Oh.
So I cannot wait to see Chris in any time, in any form. So that is going to, he is going to be next. Charles Woodson in, and Dak in hour three. Dion after Chris Berman.
Prime time.
Let's go right now. Here we go. Callaway Chrome Soft, at Callaway engineered Chrome Soft to be the best tour ball. It didn't just make the best players better. It made everyone better. Men, women, first-time winners, repeat major winners, club champions, business golfers. Chrome Soft family is the best tour of performance for every type of performance, starting with the regular Chrome Soft, which is what I use. More distance, incredible forgiveness. Trust me, I need that. On the golf course, okay? Not in real life. But for better players looking for more workability, there's a Chrome Soft X. Excellent spin consistency, tour level short game control. Finally, Chrome Soft XLS, lower spin golf ball on longer shots, firmer feel, still high spin around the greens. And now every Chrome Soft is enhanced with precision technology, design techniques, and manufacturing specifications up to 1/1000th of an inch. This ensures high quality, most consistent, fastest golf balls possible. So when you add it all up, it's pretty simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best and better for everyone. Find out which Chrome Soft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Chris Berman, for crying out loud, when we come back right here in the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back here for our Super Bowl 56 show, the Rich Eisen Show, here in Los Angeles, California. Our friends at NetSuite by Oracle is a sponsor of the Rich Eisen Show. Ready to upgrade? Go to netsuite.com/rich. Chris Berman is here on the program. And it is, like I said, it's always great to see you, man. So
it's a Super Bowl, Rich. You know, it's not the Super Bowl necessarily we all saw coming, but that the season was a season that was different. They're all different,
right?
But if you think about it, no dominant team. I mean, you know, you've talked it ad nauseum with what you do here and what you do in NFL Network, and I can't believe you've been away from us for at ESPN for almost 20 years.
That's
you and Stu, God rest his soul, God with Sports Center.
I think about
the young
it,
ones.
Listen, and you were. I'll say it again. You were so gracious. I was 26 when I walked in there from Market 1. You know, whatever the heck it was, in Redding, California. And I remember, I'll say this with you sitting here, and I apologize for embarrassing you if I am. Okay.
Your
but
show.
I just remember when I first started there, it was a probationary period where I was just observing. There was no ESPN news yet.
They didn't run that past me, you know.
They used to run
everything past me.
Well, but
days are over.
But I just remember I was observing. So what I would do is I'd sit in a room, would watch the SportsCenter Ideas meeting go down, and one of the first SportsCenters It was right around mid to late February of 96. It was when you would come back in for a handful of shows because you were doing
football was over.
Exactly. Yeah. Football's over, and so you did some sports centers. And I remember you walking into the room for the ideas meeting, and the guy that I was watching on television walked in the door. There wasn't a single affectation. Wasn't a single thing about you that wasn't the guy that I thought I had already known. And I thought to myself, this, I took it in, and I'm like, this is a mark of success, but also something that I want to take away, that it's, there's going to be no filter. It's going to be me, because I saw that from you. And so I just wanted to say that. So thank you. No, you are most welcome. I honestly, I saw that and I thought to myself, I got to do that.
Well,
you know? So
I think the only thing I would take from that is thanks. But to all younger aspiring folks to get to where you are, or I'm halfway out, but I mean, I'm semi-emeritus, semi-retired. I'm loving what I'm doing. Prime time after the game, I still get up for it. I think it's my 40th Super Bowl. I don't know. Somebody said my 40th. Am I that old? No. At any rate, back to that. Especially if you're on every day, you're not just on like a weekend show or something.
Yeah.
We're not smart enough to be good actors or actresses. Maybe we think we are. So you might as well be yourself.
Right.
And if that's not good enough in the long run, then you're not good enough. And if you're not yourself and you're trying to fool, look, we all, it's a professional job. So there's certain things we say in life that we don't say on the air. Well, hopefully not, right?
But
there should be a stop sign, but sometimes we all run one every now and then. But 40, you know, whatever years, my point is people will see through it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And not really him or her. Might as well be you.
Right.
And it's worked out pretty well for you.
The whole crew that I parachuted into in 96.
Great crew.
Honestly, like, because it's this same thing from Dan and Keith and Stewart and Robin Roberts and Bob Lee and Charlie Steiner. Those were the people who were doing the 6 o'clock Eastern Sports Center and the 11 o'clock Sports Center mostly. And you know, so many people who I got to work with, it was unbelievable just back in that day.
Well, when the show ended, get ready for the next one.
Yeah.
It was still in the 90s and 2000.
Well, I remember you were, when I was doing, one of my first sports centers I did was a Sunday in March, and you were getting ready to do Baseball Tonight, you know? And then the next day I would do, I did Deuce Raps on ESPN2.
Deuce Raps
for the hockey intermission, and Billy Pito is getting ready to do NHL tonight.
Judge Bill Pito,
you know, and so, you know, and I do remember that, you know, Robin Roberts would do another game on prime time, and then Bill Pito took that chair, and I remember
Stu did it too.
And it would always be, you know, not maybe the highlight of the day game, maybe not the marquee matchup of the game. And I remember that of the day, then you came down on NHL Tonight for Pito, and you did the not marquee matchup hockey night.
Like, I hadn't thought of that in a long time. I had the Whalers against somebody, right? Obviously.
Yes, that's what it was.
The turnaround was fair play.
Yes, it was like they weren't even in line for the eighth and final playoff spot, these two teams.
No.
And you did the highlight
Whalers,
for that one.
Ottawa.
I remember I was there, and I thought it was the most hilarious thing
ever. Here's the thing. The more you can do, the longer they keep you around. Can you long snap? Are you lefty?
Sure.
Can you get a batter out?
Yeah,
you're in.
That's it.
Okay.
I know.
I'm kidding.
But you're also not wrong. Chris Berman here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what was the first Super Bowl you covered?
Niners first one. Bengals, oddly enough.
So Niners-Bengals, the one in Detroit.
Super Bowl 6 and then Pontiac, which was like 20 below or whatever it was.
Right.
That was my first. Now, we had only been on, Rich, fall of 79, so this was the 81 season. Both of these teams. Now, these Bengals came out of nowhere like those Bengals, oddly enough. It's funny that you bring that. They were 6-10. The Niners were 6-10 the year before, too. So that was a Super Bowl nobody saw coming either.
Right.
Joe Montana, yeah, we heard of him from Notre Dame. He's okay.
Right.
And Bill Walsh, yeah, he's 52. He's silver-haired, maybe.
From the Bengals system.
From the Bengals, so that could be nothing, except Paul Brown. Yeah, but okay. And And so these teams are right. So that was my first one. And because I did the late show with Tommy Meese, the late, great Tommy Meese, often, I was on at 2:30 in the morning, Eastern, 11:30 West Coast.
Yeah.
I picked the Niners as the Swami almost every week, and the Bengals too. And so it was like my best percentage of all time. And I've only done the Swami 40. Because it was like.
You're like Marino. You came out of the gate.
I'm on both of them. They kept winning. They kept being underdogs. And I have three other picks. If I could just go 50% on those other three and go, you know, 2-0 every at any rate. And so the Niners, it was, I was very tight with them by accident. I went out to cover the championship game. I know I'm going on, and I don't know how much time we have, but this is my first Super Bowl. I hadn't thought of this one. I don't know who's watching us. We're only 2 years old. I'm on at 2:30 in the morning. I'm picking the 49ers, but so what, right? This is not like now. There's no. I go out to their training at Friday. 11 players line up for an interview. Either Randy Cross or Charlie Young, veteran tight end. Randy, a great guard.
Yeah.
Later center. Guard, really. They said, "You're the Swami. You've been picking us every week." I said, "Yeah, I guess I have. We have plenty of time for you." Because it was a different world. There weren't 9,000 people looking for interviews.
And were you surprised that they had actually heard this?
Yes.
Too? Right?
That's my point. Yeah. And now here's the catch, of course, which we've seen a million times. Yeah. And of all those guys, Joe and Dwight, or, you know, Dwight, we lost a couple years ago to ALS,
right.
And Dwight Clark, and he became my best friend, but, and I'm very close, became close with the owner, Eddie DeBartolo. ESPN, we had seats like in the phone booth in the press box. He goes, "Well, you can watch the game with me." Whoa, 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 whoa. Super Bowl owner. That didn't mean I was rooting against the Bengals, because the Bengals are another wonderful story with Kenny. And so here's the Bengals in another Super Bowl, and that was my first one. Of course, the Niners, that was the start of their run. So it was kind of, in retrospect, Rich, now I'm putting into not Chris Berman, but into football terms. I don't want to say football made a left-hand turn with the 49ers. The 70s were, you know, Steelers, Raiders,
Cowboys,
Dolphins.
Cowboys.
And of course, Dallas was always in, but those were the offense, things changed.
Right.
And the Niners became out of nowhere a dynasty. So it was kind of the beginning of, I don't want to call it modern football, because we've had several changes.
True.
Johnny Unitas brought in modern football, for example, if you will. But it was a pivot for the league. And it was interesting that happened to be my first one.
And now here the Bengals are in it. And so many people thought when the Bengals won the AFC Championship game first and the Niners were in the NFC Championship game, that would have to be the matchup, because that was the matchup the only other two times the Bengals made it and saw Joe Montana. Now Niners are out and the Bengals have the kid named Joe.
Yes.
You know, and that's the focus for so many people this week, and rightfully so, because have you seen, I mean, what meteoric rise can this compare to? Brady's, maybe, Kurt Warner, another one, for some kid to make his bones in college, do an incredible job, which neither Kurt nor Brady really did, although Brady did have some great games at Michigan. He's the number one overall pick doing it right now for the Bengals.
For the Bengals. For the Bengals, for the Bengals. We used to call them the Bengals. That was nicer than the Bungles. I mean, way back when.
Yes.
But no, I read this, and I don't know if it's true, that the only, and he hasn't won the Super Bowl or the Super Bowl MVP yet, obviously, and hey, who knows if he will. He could, obviously. The only two others that were the college champ, and I guess MVP, but there was no college game back then, but are two Joes, right?
Yes.
Maybe it was this early on in your career, or maybe it's just ever. Joe Namath, Joe Montana, something like that.
Right.
I read it. I haven't.
Right, and none of them were able to add a Heisman on top of it. He would be the only one to win a national championship and a Super Bowl with a Heisman in the case, too.
Well, here's the thing. This Bengal team, and I said it thinking, going into the championship game, thinking that they probably won't get past the Chiefs. And at 21-3, we all look like we were correct, right?
Of course.
Maybe we can get into the Bengal story after that. But I said, it reminds me of the 88 Buffalo Bills, another team I was very close with, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I say that, they came from nowhere. They were terrible for a decade. And they started 4-0, and they were really good. And they ended up losing to the Bengals in the championship game with Boomer's Bengals. The other Boomer, Esiason.
Yes.
Well, David Wells, the Boomer Esiason. You know, we can debate his, you know, whatever, how you rank the Boomers, whatever, but...
Whole question.
That David Wells always ranked himself first, and then we went on. But in any case, George Scott, the baseball player.
It's another one.
Boomer hits taters. Boy, I'm really, in honor of the Olympics, I'm really doing the slalom here, right?
You're running the decathlon, yes.
At any rate, those Bills lost in the championship game, but then became what they were, contenders every year. And I thought, if the Bengals get stopped here, they're here, though. This isn't, ooh, they caught lightning in a bottle. And that. No. Because they have more than Burrow. Obviously, we know that now. What I thought at some point, and I don't think we're going to see it in the Super Bowl, does the clock strike 12 and the carriage become a pumpkin? Does the prince become a frog? And it's funny. They have so many college players, not only Burrow and Chase, Hubbard, Ohio State, some offensive linemen that played in, I understand it's the Super Bowl or the championship game.
Right.
But big time deals in college, whether they were championship games or big money games, they're going to be okay here. Mm-hmm. If they lose, they lose. And of course, what they've done twice is hold the Chiefs to 3 points twice in the last half plus of two games, both in January. The only problem is I need a new nickname for Burrow because I've gone with January Joe. Well, it's February now.
Okay.
Because the day they beat the Chiefs, it was January 2nd, 3rd, whatever it was.
Well, let's drill down on this because we have gotten many suggestions from our phone callers.
Of course.
So let's run some by you. And since you are
the master
of the nickname. So some of them that are out there are Joe Shiesty, right? Because
I read that, but that kind of say that on national television.
I don't know, right?
Well, Joe Burr,
because you know he's got
ice water in veins.
Yep. Yeah, but that's
all right.
So the one that we heard that we like a lot is Joey Business. We kind of like
Joey
that one.
Joey Business.
Okay.
How about the one I came up with yesterday?
I was just about to get to you, sir.
What was that?
TJ Jefferson. Relax. You go and tell Chris Berman yourself your nickname idea for Joe Burrow. Go ahead, TJ.
Well, Chris Berman, I was thinking because the man loves cigars so much and he smoked a lot of them, he could be Joe Heba.
Joe Heba.
The fact is, if he wins the Super Bowl, he can be doing whatever the hell he wants.
That's true. See, I think calling him Joe Heba is not that, you know, universal, but he would smoke Joe Hebas, right? Like now that is that the workshop?
I guess Joe Heba, but the cigar, but then there's the little glasses, but they were changed the next game. So
right.
It's fascinating that he's doing it for them. It is the Bengals.
Right.
You know, but we have to erase that. It's just so unfair to go, it's a Bengals. But we have to erase that. Look, they beat the one. They beat the two. You've recounted they beat the Chiefs twice in a month after, like, being way behind.
He was sacked 9 times in a game. The last guy had a playoff game being sacked 9 times.
That's impossible.
Well, no, the last guy to do it was Len Dawson in the AFL Championship in 66.
I know.
I mean, he keeps getting up.
Booger McFarland threw on who's become a great Tommy 2.0. You know what I mean? Tommy Jackson, who lives in Cincinnati. And, I got a half an hour of sales pitch last night on why the Bengals will win.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. Fantastic. Tommy's doing great.
He's one of the nicest people.
One of my best friends.
Ever been around in the same way that I started this interview by saying how gracious you were. Him too, man.
Well, he's doing great. I will tell him hello. Please tell him. Yes. And he may be listening. I mean, who knows? But since I called him last night, I'm with Tommy. So give me the local flavor here. Yeah. I mean, we talk every week, but now it's the Super Bowl. So I got a half hour campaign stump, which was great.
Right.
Booger said the Burrow game, and we weren't counting on it on primetime for him to say it, was, you know, Joe, he gets knocked down. And he gets up again, and I pulled from the deeper workings,
yes.
Chumbawamba,
yes.
like out of.
Yes.
I within 5 seconds, you, I don't. Now, look, these are not the Rolling Stones, Chumbawamba, you know.
But breaking news.
But it was, I get knocked down. And I get. I said, again. I was not planning to do this, Booger, but you did say it. So give him complete credit for that. So here are the Bengals. Done the old-fashioned way, draft. But as a coach told me before we knew they were going to be this good, well, if you finish that low so many years and you have that many high draft picks, sooner or later you're going to get most of them right. And it wasn't a knock on them. It was, okay.
Right.
It was like a November conversation I had with a coach in the division. Yeah, and they did. But you know what they're doing? And that sounds like I'm Bengal because we can go to the Rams too, and I know we don't have forever. But we can go to the Bills and the Chiefs and the Niners and all my teams
right.
who aren't there. But this coach also told me in November, mm-hmm. it's not about the kicker only, who now has gone on to. That's a nickname that I've seen a lot, like Shooter McPherson
out of the McPherson's
we like
not
that.
Bad. Shooter
no,
McPherson's
I read that,
good.
And there's a that song, one. And like, somebody
yeah,
wrote, but we like that. Yeah, I mean, that's 12 for 12 in the playoffs.
And boom.
Vinatieri-like.
Well, the one thing that I guess we can definitely cross off is Chumbawamba Joe.
That is no, we're not doing no,
that.
That's
we're
out.
Not gonna, no one's going to be able to explain
if
that.
If he gets sacked 9 times and they win, I will bring it out one last
Chumbawamba
time.
Chumbawamba Joe. Well,
here my thing about Bengals, and I'll move on. Like, little things that we always figured the Bengals would be totally penalized. They're like the least.
It isn't.
I think like the least yards.
It is amazing.
What they've done. And here's what a coach told me. Special teams, usually we have an advantage there. We don't. And that wasn't just there's a good kicker.
Right.
It was coverage, all that. Like, that was told to me in November. We don't have that advantage this year. They have whatever they've done. So it's like little things that we don't see.
Right.
What did this defense do to hold the Chiefs to 3 points twice? I don't know.
Well, this is going to be an amazing matchup. Super Bowl 56. Chris Berman, you are the man. Thank you for coming on here. Nutrisystem, everybody check it out. You've lost 46 pounds on
Doug
Nutrisystem.
Doug Plank. I can't believe that was a pull. I'll be on after the game.
You've lost Doug Plank right there.
Doug Plank. It looked like I should get hit by Doug Plank, but
we're
going to be on primetime after the game.
Okay.
Real TV.
Okay.
Co Classic.
Okay.
ESPN, the regular.
Right.
And the one couple things I'll say about the Rams, we got to go. They've done it. The two different flavors of ice cream,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
One builds draft. One builds the Rams' next first round pick will be. I don't know if I'll be alive. I'm not knocking it, but I mean, you know, George Allen, Page. But so many big name players. Here they are. They've delivered. Matthew Stafford's a wonderful story. Never complained in Detroit. Never. Didn't complain going out in the door during being in there or leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Whitworth is a wonderful story with the two, the tackle, both Bengals and Rams.
That's right.
But here's the best. So there's hope for you and me, and I'll leave it with this, although mm-hmm. we were never this level of player. Eric Weddle from the beach.
How about that?
The leading tackler last week made that big stop right on third down.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm looking at. You will like this.
Okay.
If the Rams win, mm-hmm. and I'm picking a field goal game, why wouldn't we the way these playoffs are going, right?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm picking... After that speech, Rams 3, but if I'm wrong, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
So it's kind of the Bengals Swami-ish, you know. If Weddle and the Rams win, San Diego Chargers have won a Super Bowl.
There you go.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
So the San Diego Chargers
goal.
By the way, so the San Diego Chargers and Detroit Lions win a Super
yes,
Bowl if the Rams
yes,
win.
Yes, and that would be, like, and that's very Bengal-like. Well, the Chargers were always better than that, but they disappointed.
Yeah.
You're right. Lions and
Chargers, oh my.
Or the Bengals. And that's what we have with two number four seeds.
That's why they play the games.
That's why they play 56 Super Bowl games.
And the spread is down to four, Chris. It's down to four.
Yeah. No, I know. No, because it's
four and a half. It's down to 3.5 in some spots, too.
It won't get to 3, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
But it's... It's set up for those last two rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, the first round was terrible. But the seven seeds, we got rid of them.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And so other teams have played like seven seeds.
But I'm with you. Field goal game, I like the Rams, too.
Chris, I think.
Chris, you're,
I
the,
think.
You're the man. Thank you for coming on.
Sorry to...
Not at all. Thank
the
you.
The parking meter's running, I know.
No. It's Dion's calling in a few minutes. I'll tell him he said hello.
Please do.
You got
Rich,
it.
Hey, continued success, man. I'm proud of you.
Right. Thank
you. We remember you when.
It means the world. Thank you. Chris Berman, everybody get on Nutrisystem. Look like this man. Why the hell not?
No,
they should. Chris Berman here on The Rich Eisen Show. Dion when we come back. Troy Aikman in studio after that. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio outfit, I'm telling a story about when I first got to ESPN and all these ESPN banners hanging on the wall. They wanted their on-air talent, if you will, to sign them for charity. I just thought to myself, how bad would that be? 26-year-old kid who's never done national television before. My first day on the job, I grab a Sharpie and I sign a banner, you know? And then Olbermann sees it or Robin Roberts sees it. And I didn't want any of them to think for a split second, who the hell do they think? Who the hell does he think he is?
Yeah.
So I was there for a week or two and didn't sign them. And I then did that Sunday night show that I was talking about with Chris Berman before. And the Sunday night show was 7 o'clock Eastern and Baseball Tonight was on after it. And he was doing the Baseball Tonight. And he was in the makeup chair earlier than I was. And I go down and I see he's in the makeup chair and I've never met him before. First time I met Chris Berman and got a chance to speak to him.
Chair.
You know, as I mentioned, I'd seen him in meetings operating and being himself before, but I'd never met him before.
Never introduced yourself.
Right. Yeah. And so I introduced myself and I said, hey, you're the perfect person to ask. You know, how many sports centers do I have to do before I'm eligible to sign these banners? And his answer was, how many have you done? At least one? And I'm like, yeah, I've done a few. He goes, F it. Sign them all. Except he didn't say F. And I grabbed the marker and I went down the line.
You signed them all?
I signed them all. And I signed them forevermore.
And did you ever hear anything from any of these people? So you were in your head about nothing.
No, and I was fine with it. Of course it was in my head. I mean, it was 26. But I love Chris Berman.
I love that story.
And I love this man. Is he on the phone line?
I'm waiting, actually.
They're looking for him. He's been running a little late.
Okay. Yeah. So, we got the hard outs and stuff like that. But we do have we are free at the top of the next hour.
Yeah.
So, Dion is on. I'm talking to him.
Is he on right now?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, great.
Is this Coach
Crunch?
You there, Coach?
Humbleness. Oh, humbleness. I really miss my humbleness.
I miss you, too. Did you hear who checked you in on the phone line? Did you hear that?
Yes, Maggie D, man. That's the man with the plan.
Dion, will you let me know what that plan is? Because I don't know what that plan is. I have no idea.
What are we going to do to go viral? Because every time I'm on your show, we do something, say something to go viral.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out. What is it?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about that you think can go viral?
I got a remedy for the minority hiring.
Go, Dion. Go ahead.
Okay. Why are we shooting at coaches from the African-American point of view? Let's go to the top. Let's have expansion, Rich. have expansion of 3 to 4 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And mandate that has to be minority ownership in these 3 to 4 teams.
And then, that, yes,
let no. it falls where it may.
And so you think that I agree with you that having minority ownership and that voice in the room where decisions get made collectively as a league would essentially, you would say, trickle down to seeing more people of color as head coaches in the league. Is that what you're saying, Prime?
Rich, I can't come into your house
mm-hmm.
and tell you to hire a sister to be your chef. I can't do that. That's your house. You can't come into my house and tell me who to hire to do my cooking. You're not going to do that because it's my house. I pay the bills. It's my thing. I earned it. You're not going to come into the NFL and tell 32 billionaires what to do. You're not going to do that. But if you mandate that 3 to 4 of those are African-American, let them do what they do.
And how about this too?
You dispel the whole notion of minority practice, and you just can't say, well, they didn't hire them as white owners, 32 white owners, and not hiring black folks. Okay, cool. All right, what about the black folks? Are they hiring black folks? Now we going to see. We're going to see what's what.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if that's a guarantee either, right, Prime? I mean, just
right,
as
it's not a guarantee, but at least you would know what's what.
What do you mean?
Guarantee. Ain't nothing guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a few years ago, we had several African-American coaches. Unfortunately, we didn't win, and they were terminated, and we thought we would be replenished, but we're not. So instead of crying at the mid-level, I don't cry at the mid-level, man. I don't do that. Let's make a change at the top. Let's fight for that. Let's not fight for the middle in coaching. Let's fight for the top and ownership.
And what about you doing what you're doing right now, Dion, proving that you don't, what, have to go and coach for 25 years and you can actually be a former player who gets a shot in football?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's the truth. I remember having this conversation with Coach George. He's like, Brian, man, I ain't had a coach. I said, Eddie, you're a darn leader. When you played for the Tennessee Titans, you were coaching, man. You were leading. You were helping with the game plan. You saw things during the game that you told your coordinators, and they made it happen. And you can manage people. You got this. And he's a phenomenal coach. I talk to him all the time. One of my favorite people. I love him. There's so many more guys. It's several names come to my mind, Rich, that can coach, and I think they plan on coaching at some level. I'm having a camp. Also in June, that's going to bring many former NFL players that wants to get into coaching, and we're going to show them what's what. Because oftentimes this ain't what you think it is, man. It's not only tremendous hours, but you got to understand today's kids. And if you don't love kids, this is not the skill or the career that you should obtain. It's not. If you don't love kids. You forget it.
Deion Sanders here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're up against the hard end of an hour here on our terrestrial radio affiliate. So you're courtesy here of the new Gillette Labs Razor with exfoliating bar, right? You can check out their activation in Santa Monica or go to Gillette.com/skate. Hold on a second. I'm 20 seconds to the end of the hard out here, and then I got 2 minutes on the other end. See, I know you know television and you know communication as well, Dan.
A shave as quick as washing your face, man. And you know I love you.
Well, here's the neat thing about it, too, as hour number one comes to an end right here on the Rich Eisen Show.